It seems to resonate with people, but as far as the business and the industry, it's a little harder. It's more of a grassroots type of movement, and it's definitely a slower train.
The White Buffalo's music is not as widely known as Animal Collective, Band of Horses, or Echo and the Bunnymen, but it should be. Jake Smith is the man behind the Animal moniker and is slowly but surely on the path to success. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Singer-songwriter Jake Smith didn't intend to become a musician, but once he started heading down that road, he figured he should probably come up with a catchier name. He now goes by the White Buffalo, which is actually pretty fitting given his stature and the lonely and mysterious vibe of his songs. Last year, he released his full-length debut called Hogtied Revisited, a varied collection of songs that blend an Americana sound with provocative lyrics. Although he's not a widely known artist, he's been welcomed into the industry by many other musicians. Bigger names like Grace Potter and Gomez have taken him on tour with them. And Jake talked to FUV's Russ Boris about his experiences as the opening act.
You know, I think people, you know, see me come up and they go like, oh, it's, you know, they're not expecting what's going to happen, right? Regardless of, it seems like, who I open for, I end up getting, you know, definitely some new fans, and it's exciting. I enjoy it, actually.
Well,
I kind of enjoy that uphill battle where, you know, people are ready to not like you, you know?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, you're sort of walking into a situation where people are there for the headliner, and so anybody coming on beforehand is sort of a delay into, you know, getting what they came for, and that's a tough thing to battle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they see some guy coming up with, you know, two Pabst Blue Ribbons and a, you know, and a guitar, and they're like, what's this guy gonna do? You know, they think I'm a roadie probably after. I almost like, I mean, especially when the people aren't aware of who I am, to like lose the crowd with something dark and dissonant, almost, you know, just to kind of gain them back. I don't know why, but
it's just part of this constant battle.
Yeah, it's fun, you know.
Mother, try to do right by you, to do what you asked me to, did wrong and I knew. And mother, but I try to behave. Now I'm a digging a grave for you. It was all I could do. Find a way back home and make everything new. Well, I wish it was true.
I think there's really two things that are kind of foreground when you first listen to this album. There's your voice and the lyrics. And if I can talk about the lyrics for a second, the ones that kind of hit me in this, this love's just a lonesome lie. It's broken, borrowed, and blind, but for now, it's all I've got.
It's pretty desperate.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know?
And there is sort of that everyman kind of vibe in this record, and I wouldn't say there's necessarily a running theme, but there's something very real and raw and authentic about this. Is that, you know, come from upbringing, come from the stuff you listened to when you were younger?
I mean, I grew up listening to kind of country western music with Waylon Jennings and George Jones and, you know, my songs are, you know, different. Some are more introspective and some are story songs, like dark little journeys that I'll try to take you on. Or, you know, some are kind of more of a desperate kind of love, kind of a lurking man almost.
But not stalking. Maybe a little
bordering,
bit.
Possibly bordering on stalking. No, no.
No reason for alarm, not here to haunt or harm. There's no love left anymore, but how can I be sure? Well, I know that you need more, but for now, well, it's all I'm now. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Well, I wish you would, but I think you won't.
Live music from the White Buffalo and the song Damned from his debut album Hogtied Revisited. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.